All right, so we've reached players only meeting territory. That's happening now at the drop. The old keep the doors closed, don't let the media in. And that's the go-to play, right? It's always the play. When you're in a bad spot, you're losing a lot of ball games, a lot of big ones too. We're talking division games. They've lost 13 of 15 against the AL East. They just played the Yankees, the Orioles, and the Rays. They went 2-9. So not the best, right? Close the doors. Let's talk it over. Maybe that changes things.
The only thing that comes out of that, it's one of those things that happen, and the only possible positive that comes out of it is some truth can be told. But I have no ideas. I have no idea how players are these days, because nobody likes to accept blame. Nobody likes to be criticized. It's not like back in the day where people would nod and say, yeah, you're right. I have to be better, or I need to lose 10 pounds, or I need to do this. Guys don't like accepting responsibility in 2023. It's never their fault. So,
well, it's someone's fault, right? Like, they're still, their head is above water. They're still a game above 500, but they're chasing things, and they're struggling right now. They're struggling in all facets of the game. And here is Steve Phillips, our TSN MLB analyst. It's tough finding positives with this club right now, Steve, the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I just want to say, guys, I need to lose 10 pounds. I'm willing to say it.
Thank you.
I need to
Steve,
lose 10
me too,
pounds.
Yeah, me too.
I'm willing to go there, okay? I'll do it.
Five pack.
I'll take five, you know, for sure. I can do 10. I'd like 10. I feel
there's
like
30 for
ten.
All of us,
well,
combined.
I'll take 10. There you go. Yeah.
You know, wouldn't we all wish we were as fat as we were the first time we thought we were fat? Like, I'd sign up for that. I would take that in a heartbeat right now. I'd be happy to be that guy right now.
That's right.
But not the case. But yeah, tough. I mean, Manoa again. I watched him, and I went back and looked at video last year, and it just doesn't feel like he's finishing his pitches. It's like he just sort of leaves his arm hanging out there. And he's out of whack, clearly. You know, they're trying to work on some mechanical things with him, and it's hard to compete when you're working on things, and you know, which is why my suggestion was, and, you know, maybe it's radical, is to option him to the minor leagues and get him, you know, get him back on track again and everything else. I just don't see him finishing pitches like what we've seen in the past. And it feels like he's kind of flipping the ball up there instead of really finishing every pitch that he has. And so I don't know what to make out of it all. He's not right. And obviously, out early in this one and Tampa Bay took advantage. It just seems like every pitch float, you know, it doesn't have a lot of life to it. And it just sits there in the middle of the plate screaming, hit me. So they've got to try to do something to get him right. But, you know, they've got a lot of ills right now. You know what? You know, I wrote, you know, the other night for Dottier that after the 20-1 game that, you know, hold on a minute, this doesn't cure all the ills necessarily. And it was a game. It was a blip on the radar. But 10 runs against the position players doesn't mean that you fixed everything offensively. And so then you run into the buzzsaw that is Shane McClanahan. There's no shame in getting beat by him, but he is the kind of guy that can put you in the slump for a couple of days. They didn't come up with hits today. They played sloppy today. Mm-hmm. And that sloppy play has been something that over the last couple of weeks has been prevalent. You know, Buck Martinez told a story, and I don't know if you guys heard it the other day, where in spring training, Don Mattingly stood up in front of the group and he said to everybody, would you be willing to do anything to win? And they said, yes, you know, and they said, stand up if you'd be willing to do anything to win. And they all stood up and he said, okay. So at some point during the season, when the guy next to you doesn't hustle or he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, are you going to be willing to call him out? And are you going to be willing to be called out? Are you willing to do whatever it takes to win? You just said that. And at times that player-to-player accountability is going to have to be there. And so maybe this player-only meeting is something that they actually need to start to, you know, call one another out. I'm not big on point fingers. I'd rather guys point thumbs back at themselves, you know, to be able to take accountability for their own performance. But I think if somebody's not willing to do it, then other guys do need to call each other out a little bit and understand they're accountable to one another.
Steve, you just laid out a lot of things, from Manoa to the sloppiness to, you know, the players only meeting. If you're running that team, if you're Schneider, like, is there one thing that you could maybe just start with that could maybe help get the ball rolling? Like, is there one? Because it seems like there's a five or six things that need fixing for the ship to be headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that George Springer's the answer. You know, I think they go as he goes. I do. I think that you know, he's not gone this year, right? He's not been able to get it going offensively. He's a really important piece in all of that. So I would start there and try to figure out what do we need to do to get him right. I do think that an abrupt statement would be made. Now, this is more of a front office move with the manager's support. But, you option Manoah to the minor leagues, and it makes a statement not to Manoah, I mean, certainly to him, but to everybody else that, you know what, that we're serious. This is about, there are no scholarships. This is about performance. And, you know, we're taking this seriously, and we're going to pitch and play. The guys are going to help us do the best to try to win ball games right now. And if that's you, then show us you want it to be you. And if it's not, fine, we'll find somebody to do it. But I do think that, look, it's not a matter of them not caring. It's not a matter of them not really trying. It's a matter of execution. It's a matter of confidence. It's a matter of going out there and being focused and finding a way to be intense without being tense. And that's not easy when you're pressing and you're over-trying. And, you know, look, it's going to turn. They're going to rattle off, you know, 8 out of 10. They're going to play some good baseball. It's coming. But, you know, they've got to force it. And I would, if I'm John Schneider, I'm forcing energy. I'm putting runners in motion the next game. I'm forcing hit and runs. I'm going to make guys put the ball in play. I'm going to make guys move and get some action going so that you're not waiting for something to happen, but you're making something happen.
Steve, back to Manoah. I'm curious to what your answer to this would be. If he went out and had a beer with his best friend, someone that he trusted his life with, and his best friend asked him, all right, give it to me. What the hell's going on here? I mean, are you out of shape? Are you this? Are you that? What do you think his answer would be if some truth serum was had and he had to tell his best friend in the world what the hell was going on here?
Yeah. I got to tell you that my gut feels like he's not completely healthy and he's trying to pitch through it. That something doesn't feel right. And he's going to try to keep battling and pushing through it. That would be his answer, that I don't feel quite right. My arm, my shoulder, my elbow, something's not right. Because nothing else makes a lot of sense with it. And when guys' arms don't feel right, what they do is they can change the mechanics because they think, okay, I'm not getting the same velocity. Let me create velocity. I'm not getting the same life, so let me really pull through that front shoulder and snap that slider. And so, you know, I my first thought and concern is health. Now, if he's healthy, if there's nothing like that going on, then I think I send him to the minor leagues. Then I think, you know, like, dude, can you fix? I would say to him, can you work on the mechanical things you need to work on while going out there every fifth day and trying to win a game? Because you can't, if you're competing at the highest level, and you know this. You compete at the highest level. You can't think about how you're doing it and do it at the same time. You know, you can't think about when am I going to let the ball go? Where am I striding? Where am I? That stuff you've got to practice on the side where the result of it doesn't matter. And I think going to the minor leagues gives him that ability to catch his breath, go back down there, and here's the thing. I would even make a deal with him that it's for a finite period of time. If there's a concern about psyche or anything else, you say, look, this is what we're going to do, because you could option him and he could stay down there all year. You've got the team has the control of that. But I would say, look, we want you to go work on these things, and you know, we'll bring it back in 3 weeks, ready to slide in the rotation. We're not worried about results, we're worried about adjustments and process, and try to see if he can't get something fixed.
With Steve Phillips, our Jays and MLB analyst, so obviously that's not the only fire that they have to put out, is that the rotation is struggling right now. Three-fifths of the rotation is largely unreliable, and Manoah in particular with some of the worst stats in baseball. He's throwing a ton of pitches per inning. He's walking a ton of guys. His ERA is bloated. It's a mess. Bullpen, though, not stacked. That's leaky at times. They're not getting big run production at big moments. Runners in scoring positions have been a real problem, and they're sinking against their division. Like, all of that. And then on top of it, you look at the catching position, and I'm concerned here, Steve, because Jansen now has got a groin issue, went for an MRI. It doesn't sound like it's going to be anything serious, but I doubt he plays this weekend. We'll see. That could change. And Kirk is really struggling. Really struggling at the plate. You know, when you consider how great he was last year, he's nowhere close to that. And behind the plate, the Rays were 7-for-7 today on stolen bases. Now, part of that clearly is on the pitchers, right? But with these new rules, you can only throw over so many times. The bases are bigger. We knew this was coming. Ross Atkins knew it was coming. Like, when you see a stat like that, 7-for-7 stealing bases, how do they get around this? How do they rectify that issue? Because you know when he gets behind the plate in Minnesota, the Twins are probably going to say, we're challenging him. Like, why would you not be stealing on this guy until he proves that he can actually keep you honest?
Yeah, so, you know, so this is, I will say that you know, Kirk not hitting, you know, I think part of it is that he did not have a regular spring training. He was supposed to go to WBC, then his wife was pregnant, then he waited for the baby, then he showed up late, and he didn't have his normal reps, preps, and everything else. And then he had a little hamstring thing, and so he wasn't quite right. The stolen base thing, that's on the pitcher. That is on Manoah primarily. And then Simber, think about Simber. If you're a runner on base, for Simber to get down under like he does, right, his body, you know, the ability to throw over to a base, I mean, as soon as he starts to bend, you know you can go. And so, you know, both those guys, I think, are just guys that you can run on. And the Rays had that pegged out. Manoah is slow to the plate. In fact, his arm is slow. Everything's slow right now with him. I mean, there's no quick twitch to anything that he's doing right now. And so I don't put that on Kirk. I really don't. I mean, I think this is a pitcher issue that they need to work on with Manoah. Another thing to work on with Manoah, and the thing the Rays do is that whatever weakness you have, man, they exploit it. Like, they just completely take advantage of it and gain that advantage. Their guys are prepared. They're ready to go. They knew coming into this game they were going to run on Manoah and Kirk, you know, primarily Manoah. And then Simber, same thing. You know, you think about that submarine pitcher. And so I think this is it. But they do need to get him going offensively because he's a big part of what they were hoping for. That if they caught Jansen, they were hoping Kirk could be a guy that they could even DH some. Right. And he's certainly not that right now.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Yeah. I mean, there's not much.
No, he's not. No,
like,
he's
it's not. The truth. But, like, Jansen's been good, but Kirk is an issue. Like, you can't even DH him at this point. And I hear what you're saying, and that was evident today. Like, Manoah, as you said, like, his mechanics would suggest you maybe run on him. But I think a part of that, too, is he's just so caught up with just trying to throw strikes. He can't even think about a runner, right? Like, it just is so far gone.
You got to get him out of major league game.
Right.
You know, like, as a general manager, when the team's winning, I don't need to be out in front and center. I don't need to be anywhere. As a general manager, when your team's losing, you need to be front and center so that you're the one answering the questions and the guys in the uniform can catch a little break from that. But I'm the one answering it, and I'm the one that is dealing with all of the, you know, the criticism and all of that, trying to take some of that burden away. Certainly the manager's got to do it, but trying to create a positive atmosphere, trying to make sure the players understand that nobody's giving up on them. You got to remain positive. This team's a really good team. This team, you know, 90-plus win team from a year ago. They're better than they were then. They've got to get themselves put back together. You're patting Manoah on the back. You're getting with, and then with the coaches, you know, the coaching staff, what I did is I played devil's advocate. I would question and challenge, you know, behind the scenes with them, what are we doing? What are we thinking? All right, if this is what you're thinking, then why does he keep doing this? You know, and here, I may agree with them, but I would keep challenging the thought process so that we would find something that maybe we hadn't thought of yet. But publicly, you know, you're just there patting everybody on the back and trying to support both the players and staff.
Yeah, and I can reason with that. I think you're obviously, you would know from your experience. But then, you know, the manager is really at the forefront of a lot of this too, Steve. You know, you mentioned what the Rays do so well, and that's Cash. Yeah. Like, he knows. He's like, this is what's coming, so we got to hit it. How is Schneider not aware that that's coming and making adjustments? Like, how is he not? It doesn't feel like he's got his finger on the trigger here much recently. Like, he's had a couple of bad look moments the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he has. And you know, he's a rookie, a young manager, and you're right. And he's going through something that he's never gone through before as a manager. You know, maybe at the minor league level a little bit, but this is different. And he does have a look on his face like he's searching for what to do. And, you know, it's awfully hard to hold people accountable for mental errors when you make one yourself, right? Yet, the way you handle that is important. Because, look, during the course of a season, every single person in uniform, trainers, you know, clubhouse people, you know, coaches, managers, players, they all do something selfish. They do something stupid. They do something wrong. And how that accountability is managed is really what becomes the chemistry of the team. And it's, you know, because everybody's going to do it. And, you know, depending upon who it is, there's a different level of response to it. And, you know, for guys who are like, oh, man, I really screwed that up, and are already hard on themselves, nobody needs to jump on them as long as they're acknowledging what they're doing. But there's got to be that ability and willingness for guys to handle their mess-ups, including the manager. When you go in and say, look, that was my fault. I messed that up. I take responsibility for it. That won't happen again. That was, you know, and then look, that was on Schneider, but I also put that on Don Mattingly, the bench coach. I mean, if he's going out there, you got to at least know whether he's going out there to make a pitching change. And I think what happened in that moment was Schneider went out there maybe with the thought that I might change, but he wanted to rah-rah Manoah in that game, try to get him to, you know, muster up something, show him some confidence to stay in, and then walk off, not realizing that Pete Walker had already been out there.
Yeah. Either way, it can't happen. I mean, whatever the reasoning is,
bad luck.
Can't happen. But we'll see. Jay's off to Minnesota now this week for three. Then a day off, much-needed day off, and then back home against the Brewers next week. Great stuff, Steve. Have a great weekend, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
You bet, guys. Good to talk to you.
Steve Phillips, our TSN MLB analyst. Jay's losing another one today. And, you know, that Rays team, they've been doing it to everybody. They've been doing it to everybody, and they're a really good team. What are they, 37?
Not a lot of flash and dash now? There. There is a little bit sprinkled in, but it's Kevin Cash way, man.
Yep.
Just solid.
Yeah, you look at the numbers they're putting up, like offensively, they're first or second in every major category, but it's just balance, right? It's just like everyone comes up with a game plan. They work counts. They move runners when they can. They take advantage of every possible situation.
Yeah, and it seems like they lose a couple of guys or one guy every offseason to a big market team, and they just keep on trucking.
Keep trucking. Yeah, like they've got injury issues in the rotation. You know, they've had problems, like things that have flared up that the average team is going to have, and it hasn't slowed them down. Yeah. And the Orioles have been really good. The Yankees have been better recently. You know, the Jays they're in one. Man, they're chasing the division right now. And it's not great, but it's only May. Like, that is the one thing, the glass half full, they have going for them. They got over 100 games left to be played. Got to straighten things out. We'll see what comes of it this weekend.